today, our regular scheduled Wednesday Community Matters segment brought to you by First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And Shane Olson is with me to talk about a program that is new that you just heard an ad about it. That way you heard Shane's voice recorded. Now you hear Shane's voice live. There's a complete difference, obviously. But anyway, Shane is with us to tell us about this program. So what was the, first of all, what's the name of the program, and what was the idea behind getting something like this started?
Okay. Good morning, Wade. Thanks for having me on, first thing.
Sure.
The name of the program is Senior Life Enrichment, and this program provides direction and support for an improved quality of life for our seniors in the area.
Okay.
Some of the services that we provide in this program are an individualized care plan, psychiatric evaluation, any kind of medication education. You know, a lot of seniors take medication. If they're not doing it the way they're supposed to, or they're not educated enough when they're handed that medication, that's when the problem obviously can sometimes come in. Mm-hmm. We also offer individual therapy, group therapy, family therapy, resource development, just all kinds of different things just to help seniors live the life that they deserve to live.
So obviously there is something that you guys have observed over time that means that there was a reason to start this program. So in order to help in all those things, right?
I mean, behavioral health is huge these days, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I listened to your show. I heard the Monday story, you mm-hmm. know. Obviously, following the weekend, behavioral health is a big topic everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do our part, you know. I heard you on Monday saying that everybody needs to do their part. Mitchell County Hospital is trying to do their part, as well as quality health care. And then me as well, you know. We want to serve our seniors and do our part for mental health and behavioral health.
It's interesting we have you on today because Jay Rao, they just had the Silver Hair Legislature. They had their annual midsummer issues meeting, and there is various things that they have to do. There's a total of 26 issues that were brought to the executive board, and then they have to pick. There were seven that they're going to go eventually talk to everybody about, and then eventually move on to the state legislature. So it's interesting we're having you on the same day that this story comes to us from Jay about all of that. And that's one thing that we do, I think most people understand, is that life expectancy, despite all the bad things we hear on the national media and everything else, and of course what's happened over the weekend, but life expectancy continues to usually go higher and higher. We live longer and longer, which means that I don't want to say a burden, but there's
more unique needs.
Right. Yes.
Yes. Unique needs for our seniors mm-hmm. that aren't necessarily available everywhere, you know? And this program serves a lot of different people. You know, it could serve the person that's struggling with the depression or the anxiety or early onset of Alzheimer's, dementia, mm-hmm. things like that. Or it could be the person that is taking care of that person also. Mm-hmm. You know, I spoke with a gentleman the other day at our open house who came in, was asking some questions, and it almost seemed like his conversation was directed towards the services for his wife. Mm-hmm. But as we got to talking, it was like, you know what, this gentleman needs somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, this gentleman can benefit from these services as well. So then we went into it, you know, do you need somebody to talk to, things like that. Yeah. And you know, a lot of older people, a lot of seniors don't necessarily want to come in and share their emotions.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't necessarily a, like when we talk group therapy, we're not talking just sitting around in a group discussing life, you know, or not discussing life. We're talking about behavioral health therapeutic activities. So things that maybe like some baking, some gardening, mm-hmm. Some different crafts, maybe things that these seniors don't have the patience for to do alone mm-hmm. anymore,
yeah.
or the time, or, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Right. Yep. Are there more challenges, or I don't know if there are more, but are there more unique challenges in regards in a rural setting where we are here in north central Kansas compared to, you know, the big city?
Sure. I mean, you're going to have a lot more resources in the mm-hmm. city. We plan to serve a 50-mile radius all the way around Beloit, so we can draw in those patients that are maybe the more rural people that need, you know, our services. We do have a partnership based on availability and communication back and forth with Solomon Valley to do some transportation too. So mm-hmm. if if we do have these services and we have a rural patient out there that needs help getting to the facility every day, or the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday group sessions or individual sessions, we can work with Solomon Valley too to get them there. So
Shane Olson is with us talking about this new program, and you've heard it on the radio here the last couple of weeks. And I think it's a great program that you guys are starting here. And it's interesting because the timing is amazing, because last night I was talking to my mom. My grandpa's 98. And he's still on the farm, and that's the way he wants to go. But whether or not he gets that far, I don't know, because as you get older, I'm getting older. I got aches and pains, and things are a little bit, and probably more stress in my life than it was 10 years ago. And you got three kids, and you know, you lose your hair and things like that. But my grandpa's 98, and God bless him, and love talking to him. But he's obviously, you know, I wouldn't say slowing down, but going the wrong direction, and that happens when you get at that age. And then my dad is 71, and he lives a mile away, and so he is now basically taking care of my grandpa. And so I just talked to my mom last night. My dad was just in the hospital for just for an hour. He was dehydrated, and so they just had to put fluids in him because he went for some kind of checkup. And he's like, I'm okay. I'll go home, drink lots of water. Like, it might be better for you to just stay here for an hour. We'll take care of you and send you back home. And so my mom was like, you know, I'm worried about your dad because of the stress of – In essence, my dad has become a caretaker, and he doesn't even really know it, for Grandpa, who's 98, that's a mile away. And then Grandpa's not exactly in the greatest mood because he knows, hey, this is not the way I used to be. There's a lot of challenges in that.
Man, there are a lot of challenges, and you and I have that same bond in that connection of my mother is doing the same thing. So mm-hmm. my mother lived out here in Beloit with me and my family, or you know, not with us, but out here in Beloit for a few years, and then when came time to take care of my grandmother out in Canyon City, Colorado, she's out there taking care of her because of declining quality of life, you know. Yeah. And as I've lived in Beloit and been with my wife, I've got to see all of her grandparents, you know, their quality of life decline. It's a big thing, you know, and the caretakers are just as important
young
people to think about, you know, and that's that, you know, and
we
I
forget
really,
about them, don't we sometimes?
Do, man. I don't even know that I thought about it until I was talking to that gentleman the other day,
mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
Like, wow, I'm sitting here talking to him about, you know, how we can help his wife. But then I was like looking into his eyes and I'm like, man, this guy needs somebody too. And so, we just have to think about our seniors. There's unique needs all over the place in terms of, you know, how people are feeling, you know, mm-hmm. let's do what we can to help them.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about seniors in this situation. Of course, people of all ages need help. Many times we all had our down times. We had our up times. Life's kind of like a roller coaster from that aspect. But when you say seniors, what age groups are we talking about?
65 and older.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Yep. Okay. Medicare primary, you know, we're going to bill Medicare and make sure that services are paid for and taken care of and just helping people like we need to.
Okay. So how would people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about this program, and then give them the name of the program again and how they can get in contact you?
All right. Excellent. Yeah. Please contact me directly. Best is email, just because I'm on the road to do a lot of traveling to promote this program as well as our special care unit at Mitchell County Hospital. So email is best, which is all lowercase solson@mchks.com. Or you can call the unit directly at 534-1536, or even stop by the unit at, let's see if I have the right address, 421 West 9th Street in Beloit, Kansas.
Are there other communities like ours that are doing things like this?
Yes, Belleville has one. I know that Phillips County also has one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's becoming more and more. As I enter facilities to talk about the special care unit, often I get questions about senior life solutions, senior life opportunities, and being able to say, yes, we are a part of that movement mm-hmm. has been a cool thing, just because it is taken on everywhere, the surrounding communities, as well as even some distances. So,
yeah, absolutely. Sure. Hey, man, appreciate your time coming in here on Community Matters. Shane Olson, Senior Enrichment Life Enrichment Program that you guys have started up. I think it's a great thing what you're doing. And I think in some cases you start things like this and then you can eventually be overwhelmed, which in a way would be a good thing, because that means a lot of people are stepping forward saying, hey, I need some assistance, I need some help. And then you guys would have to adjust from there, wouldn't you?
Sure. We know that the need is out there. We just have to get the people to understand the services and reach out for the services. And that's what I'm here for. So contact me and let's do it.
Sounds good. Shane, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Wade, I appreciate you. Thanks,
752
man.
Is our time. 69 degrees on a Wednesday. Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.